Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the legendary Chuck Berry bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Suzanne Paling, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the top sales management experts on the planet, author of The Sales Leader's Problem Solver, also the award-winning The Accidental Sales Manager, two different books, and she just does an awesome job for her clients. Suzanne, thanks again for being here. Suzanne, you've been helping us. And by the way, I need your website.
My website is salesmanagementservices.com. And as you know, Jim, I have a new podcast.
Yes.
With my colleague Jennifer Leake, and that's at Sales Hiring Straight Talk.
All right. And do you have guests on your podcast?
We are going to do we're going to do about 8 or 9 shows and then start having guests.
All right.
We plan to have guests, and we look forward to it.
All right. Well, I mean, I know somebody who might be glad to be a guest on your show. Let me know. I'll get you in contact with that guy. So,
that'd be excellent.
Hey, Suzanne, you've been helping us understand how to conduct, to start, execute, and conduct, and end virtual interviews for salespeople. So you've given us some good ideas. Be organized. Make sure the technology works. I wrote down practice. I think that's a good idea. And then have a set amount of time, and then make sure you look. Everything looks professional. What are the next things we need to focus on?
So tip number four, Jim, is help the candidate feel comfortable. I would have a lot of anxiety if I were conducting a face-to-face interview virtually. I think a lot of people would. So acknowledge the anxiety. Say something like, I know this is very difficult. I wish we were in person talking about this. Let's both relax and do the very best we can.
Mm-hmm.
So that the candidate feels welcomed right from the start, and you're acknowledging your own feelings about the awkwardness of the virtual interview.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I would say is, if these are B2B salespeople we're interviewing, I would say, you know, even though ordinarily we'd be face-to-face on the interview, the truth is when you're doing your job, we won't be face-to-face. You'll be out in the field. You'll be making calls or whatever. So if you think about it, we're kind of starting our relationship, the potential for our relationship, pretty much like we'd be operating the management of it. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And more customer calls will take place virtually. So, yes, it is more the way for the future.
Quick.
I think for an interview, though, most people are not experienced at interviewing virtually.
Right. I want to leave a little time at the end because I want to ask you about what you just said, more and more calls virtually. So go ahead and let's get to number four. Or number five, I guess.
Okay, so tip number four was help the candidate feel comfortable. Tip number five is adjust some personal appearance standard. The candidate should look as neat and as presentable as possible. You know, people take great care with their grooming before an interview. But today, their best outfit may be at the closed dry cleaner. Their hair might be slicked back or in a ponytail because they just can't get to the hairdresser. It's closed.
Well, see, that's what I've done. I'm back. I got my hair back in a ponytail, too, Suzanne. and the sad part is on Zoom, they can see my roots now. That's the problem. So I get
it. Oh, roots are a problem.
Yeah.
They are a problem. So relax your standards a little bit.
A little bit.
Be as neat and professional as possible, but, you know, understand about the time frame we're in.
Wait a minute, Suzanne. Ease the standards for you, the interviewer, but I'm still saying for the interviewee, don't relax your standards. Go ahead now. What's number six?
Well, I think you should relax them for the interviewee just a little bit. They might not normally have slicked back hair.
No. I'm saying it's okay for you to relax them, but as the interviewee, I think they need to try to step up. They don't need to relax them. I think that way they'll impress. All right, go on to number six.
Oh, absolutely. They should be as neat and as presentable and professional as they possibly can. And number six, last, is have the right mindset. The environment may be difficult, but make every effort to connect with the candidate. Do everything you can to act as if you are in the same room with that person. They will appreciate it, and they'll take note of it.
So those are these are awesome tips on how to do this, and it applies to any kind of an interview. But I want to ask you, I've got about a minute left. Mm-hmm. How do you see sales calls happening? How do you see them changing over the next 12 months from the way they were the previous 12 months? What do you think?
Well, for many years now, there have been companies that allow you to do a quick video to send to prospects and current customers.
Yep.
One of my clients sends me videos now. So I think it's just going to become more and more and more the way of the future. I think what we're looking for is to create that face-to-face, person-to-person environment as best as you possibly can. Right now, you're still clearly on video. I think as we go forward, you might feel like you're actually in the same room with that person more and more. But it is the way things are going, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you finding that, Jim?
I think so, too. And I have to say, I'm not really excited about that. As a grizzled old door-to-door salesman, I really hope we don't get too far away from face to face. I still think we're still humans. We're still gonna want that. Hey, Susanna, I need the website one more time, please.
My website is salesmanagementservices.com, and the website for my new podcast, together with Jennifer Leek, is saleshiringstraighttalk.com.
All right.
We have a special series right now, Jim, for
Susanna. I gotta wrap it up. Thank you very much for being here. We'll see you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.